nonsense before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that can be tuning in. Today, being Veterans Day, a lot of places, a lot of companies and different organizations all have held events to honor those who continue to serve our country, as well as giving them either a free meal or some discounts that they could enjoy.
They enjoy a free cup of coffee.
That's nice. That's awesome.
That is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
Like, serving our country, giving back.
Yeah. And it's great to see companies, as well as local municipalities all around the country, stepping up and giving back to those who serve our country. As well as just giving them a little something when doing something a little extra special for them, because they ultimately have done so much to give us, to have, to be in the state that we could be in, as much as there's always good and bad that goes on. But ultimately, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have if it wasn't for those who have served and continue to serve our country.
They're given the ultimate sacrifice
our
freedom.
Oh, yeah. So, them getting that, for them to have something a little something more to be done today, of all days, it's well deserved. It's needed, especially when it could ultimately make their day.
Because our days, they have to be made.
Mm-hmm. And to have them basically have a free cup of coffee or a meal,
it shows that they care about our veterans.
Oh yeah. And it's not about their bottom dollar too.
Right.
Because ultimately, they're the ones really doing more. They're the ones who served our country and can continue to serve. And no matter if it's reserves or what branch of the military, I don't know how much people could do to show them how much it means to be, show them how much their sacrifice has made for us, and remembering those who ultimately have made the sacrifice, have sacrificed everything to go serve our country.
Yeah.
Despite what the political climate can be.
Yeah, because sometimes the political climate can be a little murky, which I'm not going to get into that too much.
Oh, yeah, I know. But ultimately, those are serving our country. And they don't, I don't know if they're, it really makes a big, huge difference to have someone just think about them, as well as show that they're not forgotten. And their sacrifices weren't done in, were done to protect and serve our country. That's a pretty big deal. And for people to not, for them to be treated to a free meal or have ceremonies go on, it's a nice touch to show that they matter, especially the veterans that are older that may not necessarily have the families, because there's a lot of people who might be in just VA hospitals or nursing homes. They matter just as much as every other veteran, as well as those veterans who have different abilities and are struggling with the effects of what they were faced with in combat.
You got the whole veterans with disabilities.
Oh yeah.
The DAV.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that goes on that showing those veterans, no matter what abilities, no matter what, how old or no matter what age they are, they all matter. It doesn't matter which war they were in or which conflict they were in or what they've seen. They all matter. And for them to be honored,
it's amazing.
Yeah. And there's a lot of families that have family members serving our country and will love to be home with their kids, but they're serving our country and they miss their families. So those are currently serving. I hope that they have the ability to see their families and to get the chance to come home before the holiday season.
Yeah.
Since this is the time of year where families come together. It's about to be Thanksgiving. So having those that are serving our country, having them to be thought of, no matter where they are, and if they listen back to this, or if there's any veterans that listen in, or military men and women listening in, you're not forgotten. And
we haven't forgotten about you.
That it has to be, I can only imagine how much of a sacrifice it is to be away from your families, especially during the holiday season. And how much their families are even having sacrificing time with their loved ones, which they shouldn't be forgotten about either. It's not only the men and women who are serving our country, but it's also their families too. On a more lighter note,
we thank you and we love you.
Yes. American Girl, which is a children doll company, is now having a model
with the Down syndrome.
Be on the cover of their magazine, which I think is great.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Especially when it was Target, which was the first company to actually have a child or children with different abilities on the cover or within their catalog or like newspaper for, I believe it was Halloween 2 years ago, which was something that is awesome. And to see more companies stepping up and doing this, it's a big deal. And if this company could get by and have a model with different abilities be on the cover,
this is the
progress in the
endless.
Making. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else can we do now?
Yeah. So, having someone with different abilities be featured on a cover, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
Oh, it's amazing.
And to know that children could see themselves in a magazine, it's a big deal in and of itself. There's
like,
no
like,
question.
I could do this. I could do anything.
Mm-hmm. So, how much more could this shows that sky's the limit, and it's only a matter of time before someone says, "Wait a minute, if they could do that, how is this going to be? What does this make? How does this? What could this do for me?"
What can I do to change the world?
Mm-hmm. Making those changes is a big deal. As well as seeing people who are represented. It shows that the changes are being made.
There's still good people out there.
Mm-hmm. And it shows how much more this actually... It shows what people could actually do. And not just think it's a how much more, how much more can people do to actually have the ability to see themselves on, not only on screen, but in a way that could be so much more than, so much more than people actually know. The biggest difference is going to be made. And if people are able to see that, oh my God, they're able to be on screen, then what's the chances of people actually going to be able to have the chance to have to see something so different and so much more than what's out there, and not limiting themselves either.
Yeah.
Because the more people are limited, the less things are actually going to go on.
See, the more we're limited, the more we're going to stay in this little box.
Mm-hmm. And that shows.
And sometimes people don't want to be in that box. They want to just break on out.
Yeah. And breaking on out ends up being such a beautiful thing.
It's so beautiful, like just breaking out of your shell.
And if people could learn anything, yes, it could be difficult, but life is not.
I mean, didn't say it was easy.
Right.
So I didn't say it was easier. It's going to be a long, hard road ahead, but
yeah.
Eventually, it's going to be so worth it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what matters. Hands down. That's what matters. And having someone to just look at it and go, oh my God, this is what was needed.
You never know who you're going to inspire. That's what.
Mhm.
That's what I learned. Like.
Mhm.
Even though we're just out here living your life, like, you never know.
Right. These are so much more that meets the eye. There's so much more there that you will never know. Until you see something that just opens your eyes and just you really think about it, and that's not what can't you do, it's what can you do. And that's where I come from.
If you think, like, I know it's hard, like, sometimes, like, oh, I can't do this. Think you can, and I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. And the more people who listen and hear what hear and see people on screen or in a catalog that could be like them, the chances are
either on screen in a catalog or even out in the world.
Yeah. It's only going to show that the stigmas attached to different abilities are stigmas in of itself. It's not it's a stigma. It does not mean it's accurate either. And the stigmas ultimately could be very, not really the best.
Exactly.
And on another note, our final topic of the night deals with EpiPens and flying, which a Harvard student will be speaking on Capitol Hill discuss at which he's going to be discussing how there should be a need for epinephrine on airlines, which I believe is a big deal when it's a life and death situation that can come up if someone's unable to have or gain access to their this life-saving medication, which, okay, standard people take their medications with them.
Right.
But if it's such a life and death matter, there's no time. And a lot of flights don't carry them on board, which is a very scary situation. Wait. When...
I think they should do that. Even if they carry, but, like, one or two or three or... having those, like, maybe more.
If they... The fact that they...
Have it on board,
flight,
I think.
They don't know how many people could have allergies or could potentially have a severe allergic reaction, which means if they don't get this drug, the issue becomes... yeah, pretty much.
No way, sure, kind of that one. They die.
Yeah. Which basically, this panel will discuss whether it would be more effective to... for them to administer it to someone on the flight. I look at it as if they have to go for training for first aid, those airline hosts and hostesses, the stewardesses, the stewards and stewardesses, they should be able to learn how to administer this drug. Because God forbid someone's traveling alone, you're a goner.
Yeah, you're done.
And that would be a black eye on the big three airlines. I look at it as this should be across the board. If they have to go for training to make sure that they could be in flight ready to fly on there, to handle all types of situations, this should mean they should be able to learn how to administer this life-saving drug. There's no excuse. Because if it could be if it's life or death, and for someone who has to use an EpiPen and cannot give it to it myself, if I'm traveling with someone who's never given it to me or traveling solo, what's the chances of anyone giving it to me? Where are they going to ask if a doctor's on board? How many flights could there be a doctor on board?
If there might be a doctor, there might not be. I don't know.
But it's no guarantee.
I mean, they should be, like, trained on getting that.
Yeah.
Just in case.
And the fact that there's it's a big deal when someone has to rely on a complete stranger. How is that possible? How could you even trust someone?
May or may not know
how to even give it. Mm-hmm. Which is a big deal. but it does not mean it's appropriate to rely. Yes, it's one thing if you are traveling with someone who knows how to give it to you. It's another to travel without someone and go, I can't give this, some a vital drug to yourself because of a severe reaction. There's a big deal. It's a big deal. And this should be really taken into consideration because I don't see how this is going to go over when people could be in a life or death situation and may not be able to get it, be able to even have it themselves. And administer it to themselves due to the severity of their reaction. And if it affects if it affects different parts of their body other than their throat first. And it affects their muscles, which it can't, could happen, have had it happen. It's not pleasant. It's one thing, something that is needed. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday. Same time, same place.
Same network.
Yep. And have a good rest of your week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Yes.